All right, everybody, welcome back to the Casa Connection podcast. We are so happy to be in your ears right now. Hope you are having a good day, afternoon, evening, whenever you are listening to us, whether you're in your car or in your home. We hope that you've been getting a lot out of the Casa Connection podcast. I am Jeff Warren here at Casa Shaw, and I am joined by...
I'm Tracy Heisler. Good to see you guys today.
Yeah, our executive director here. And here in January, we wanted to dive into the subject matter of human and sex trafficking because January is National Human Trafficking Awareness Month. This actually, Tracy, is an issue that is, I want to say, near and dear to me due to volunteerism that I have done over so many years with a particular nonprofit in the area that I live, actually in Pennsylvania. I live in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, folks, just to pull back the curtain there. And for many, many years, I had volunteered with an organization that was helping to raise awareness of human trafficking and specifically sex trafficking of young boys and girls. And it is an awful, tragic, horrible crime that is committed throughout the world. And in fact, every single community, but we need to raise more awareness of it. It's not just January. If you go to our social media sites, you will see throughout the year here at Casa Shaw, we actually do try to raise awareness about human and sex trafficking throughout the year because of what it is and how it affects the foster care community as well, Tracy.
And Jeff, what people may not know is that 60% of kids who have been sex trafficked were in foster care.
Yeah, it's an incredible statistic.
And the average age for becoming involved in sex trafficking is 12 years old.
And why, folks? You ask, there are folks that I've talked to in our local communities, and they've said, you know, Jeff, why? Why is this? And we'll get into the denial aspect of it in a little bit, but they've asked why, because, Tracy, of one word, and that's vulnerability.
Exactly.
Vulnerabilities. Foster youth are some of the most vulnerable individuals within our communities, and it is one of the reasons why they are a top target for folks who human traffic and sex traffic. And it's a rough conversation to talk about because I get very emotional about this. It's such a heinous crime.
It really is. And I think one of the reasons that it's important for us to talk about this today is to make those who are within our community, people who care about children in foster care, is to make you aware that this is a thing and that there are ways to protect them. So there are 7 vulnerability factors that have been identified through the research.
Yeah, let's go through them.
The first is low self-esteem, which is something that any child could suffer from. But for kids in foster care who may have some self-blame for what's going on in their home or who are bounced from placement to placement, it could be exacerbated. A second one is having previously been abused or neglected.
Yes.
A third is poverty, which in our last podcast, we talked about economic resources and why those concrete supports are important for families.
Yep.
Another is homelessness, because if you don't have any grounding, you're not rooted, you're less likely to be missed.
Yeah, if you have no income either, that's
exactly
part of it. Yep.
Being in the foster care system and identifying as LGBTQ+.
Absolutely.
The 7 vulnerability factors. So if you take those together, that's the composite look at the children who are being exploited and how do we protect them?
Absolutely. I'll go to what I said just a couple minutes ago about the denial of human and sex trafficking. I think at times, Tracy, for so many individuals, when they do end up learning what human trafficking is and sex trafficking and how it's specifically targeted to young individuals in our community, I think there is a general sense where folks say, oh my gosh, not here in my backyard. My gosh, this can't be happening here. But it does. Folks, it happens in every community. It is the silent crime. There is, and it's very difficult to get statistics on this as well, Tracy, because there aren't sex traffickers on our street corners raising their hands to say, yes, I'm doing this, so I can be part of the statistic here so that you know.
Right.
It is a silent crime.
It is a silent crime. And we serve Somerset, Hunterdon, and Warren counties in New Jersey, which are some of the most affluent communities in the country.
Yeah.
And we've had kids
come
through here who have been trafficked.
Absolutely.
And there are some warning signs. According to the Nevada Attorney General's office, they put together a list of warning signs that addresses that issue that you just spoke about it being hidden in plain sight.
Yes.
So here are some things for you to look for that are warning signs that you should not ignore. If you see a child or a woman in particular who appears malnourished, has signs of physical injury or abuse, they're avoiding eye contact or social interaction with authority figures or police, seem to adhere to scripted or rehearsed responses during social interactions.
Yeah, yep.
Yes, I'm fine. I just bumped my eye on the door. Lacking any kind of official ID papers.
Yeah.
Because those are confiscated.
Yep.
Appearing destitute or lacking personal possessions because they are completely dependent upon the traffickers. Working excessively long hours, living at their place of employment, checking into hotels or motels with older males or referring to those males as their boyfriend or daddy, poor physical or dental health, tattoos or branding on their neck or lower back,
yep.
Untreated sexually transmitted diseases, small children serving in family restaurants. This is Nevada, so I don't know what's happening there.
Yeah.
security measures that appear to keep people inside an establishment. And not allowing people to go into public alone or to speak for themselves.
Yeah.
So the Polaris Project is an organization that we have partnered with here at Casa Shaw.
Worldwide organization. Yeah.
For our advocates and to help them to see, you know, what's happening. But I know that in addition to the Polaris Project, there are also efforts underway for hairdressers.
Yes.
For bartenders. For stewardesses, airline employees, to help them to recognize trafficking when they see it.
Absolutely. And there are folks out there who I can understand listening to this may actually end up saying to themselves, Tracy, I mean, how the heck does this happen? How the heck does it happen? We go back to the vulnerabilities aspect of this. And in fact, most child sex traffickers themselves operate just by building trust with victims and manipulating them into sexual exploitation. And I'll go back to a story really quick about when I was an elected official in a specific city, and I dealt a lot with our police department and our fire department. There was a sex trafficking incident where the chief of police, when he was briefing me about the situation, said it was very much like a gang recruitment in a way, where this little girl who was vulnerable, of course, was given $20 by the sex trafficker and said, can you go down to the local grocery mart here? And if you can buy me a loaf of bread and get me some milk, that would be fantastic. The child needed some money, and he said, I'll give you a little money for helping me out. Child brings it back from the grocery store. But the trafficker said, keep the change, keep it all. And at that moment, that child was brought in, the trust factor. That's what happened right there at that moment, because at that moment, that child was not getting any sort of, I guess you would say, supports from anybody else.
Same kind of grooming that we see with,
yes,
with sexual abuse victims.
Yes, exactly.
So
yes.
The other thing that is sometimes done, and that I've seen in my work of kids who are taken and then kept drugged, and they're sexually assaulted repeatedly.
Yes.
And until they're broken.
Yes.
So I would say that's another warning factor as well. If you,
yes,
see a kid who seems very groggy under the influence and being shepherded by an adult.
Yes, absolutely. Well, this is going to be a little bit of a shorter podcast here. Tracy, I know you have a meeting that you have to get to. You're going to be doing some good stuff here in the community.
Zoom rules my world, guys.
Yes. But again, Tracy mentioned the Polaris Project. Search them up online. Learn more about human and sex trafficking, how it is prevalent, not just within the state of New Jersey, but throughout the country, throughout the world. It is a multi-billion dollar business, unfortunately, for some of these awful human beings, and just get out there and learn about it more.
And, you know, Jeff, I had heard a presentation once about trafficking that just really shook me to the core when they talked about some of these traffickers moving from things like weapons to people because people are reusable products.
Yes. Yes.
They can sell them over and over again instead of the one time that they could for guns.
Right.
And what a horrible, insidious, evil mindset.
Absolutely.
And I think that because this is something that happens in every one of our communities, it's something we all have a collective responsibility to be looking for and to have a zero tolerance policy for. This is not a victimless crime. And for those of you who are think, oh, well, they're just prostitutes. These are children.
They're not just prostitutes, folks.
These are children who have been abducted, coerced, and exploited.
Yeah.
I don't think children should ever be prosecuted for crimes that have been committed against them.
Maybe at some point down the road on another podcast, we can actually talk about the prostitution angle of this and how it is such misinformation out there. It is misinformation.
Isn't the Super Bowl coming up sometime soon?
In February. Yeah.
Right. So right around the Super Bowl, there are always alerts that go out by law enforcement.
Yes.
To be on alert for these traffickers.
Because the Super Bowl is the highest sex trafficking event in the world.
Yeah. Throughout the year.
Yeah. Throughout the year.
Throw that in your head there. So,
all right.
Anyway,
that's going to do it for us here at the Casa Connection podcast.
Have a happier day than we just had.
Yeah, folks. Oh, wow. Thing. Yeah. Let's do some good out there in the world, folks. Head on over to our website, casashaw.org. If you have any questions about any of our podcasts, the subject matters that we are talking about, feel free to email Tracy, info@casashaw.org. We would love to hear from you. Any feedback, any type of content that you'd like us to talk about or subject matters, we'd love to hear from you. We are on Twitter. We're not on Twitter anymore. That's right.
We are on Twitter.
Yes, we are on Facebook and we are on Instagram. Search us out there. Take care, folks, and we will catch you on the next Casa Connection podcast.
Have a great day.